بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are on part 37 of spiritual discourses and we are discussing about pride, its remedies, its cures, its causes, its effects, and how we should identify it. And the sayings of the pious personalities concerning pride and what it does to a person. The saint Junaid Rahmatullah Alayhi said that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the worst men will be the leaders in the latter days. How true is the prophecy of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And this is Dalil Nabuwat. This is proof of Nabuwat, proof of Risalat, proof of the truthfulness of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, that he does not speak of his own desires, but wahi comes on him. And that is why the ulama ikram have written that when a saying is proven clearly, categorically, authentically, reliably to him, then definitely it is an inspiration from Allah Azza wa Jal. That is why Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, when preservation of the hadith, protection of the ahadith of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just like Quran Kareem is being protected because it is the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also a hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is protected also. And if you study preservation of Quran Kareem, protection of Quran Kareem, then you'll find in ahadith also the words of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed words of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have been compiled, have been protected, have been preserved, have been memorized. That is why both the Quran, the Sunnah, the ahadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they prove towards the nabuwat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no personality on the surface of the earth that so much of detail has been written about him. That's why we keep saying Islam is complete, Islam is perfect, Islam is easy. Everything. For example, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he lived on the surface of the earth for 33 years. That in every Bible, all the Bibles, all the versions of the Bible, there is no details of how he should do two simple things, of how he should make wuzu and how he should make salah. This is a clear indication that he did not come with something complete to be followed. He did not come with something detail to be adhered to. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with something that is complete. That is why there are so many kitabs written on just these two aspects. Taharat, how you should make wuzu, and how you should make salah. Ulama ikram will know and bear testimony to the fact that when you start becoming an alim from the first year to your last year, you are discussing in detail, minute detail, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should clean himself and how he should make salat. And there are literally thousands of masail, rule regulations concerning purity, concerning ghusl, concerning tayammum, concerning the masah on bandages. Everything has been detailed to such minuteness that definitely Islam is on the right. and Salah, so many masails concerning Nafil, concerning Qaza, concerning Isha, concerning Maghrib, concerning the standing and the Ruku and the Sijda and the Salam, and concerning the Janaza and the Eid, everything has been detailed, the Taraweeh and the Witr. Minute things have been written. So just on these two aspects, if you have to ask about any aspect also, he's walking, talking, sitting, sleeping, laughing, spitting, going to a toilet, combing the hair, and putting on the shoe. Shamail-e-Tirmizi is written there, detailing everything, proving Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a Nabi of Allah. And what he says, the worst men will be the leaders in the latter days. Unfortunately, that when we look around, how true is this? That there is not a country, it's hard to find an exception to the rule, that leaders are not corrupt. That whether the leader is Muslim or not Muslim, whether the leader is any color, any shape, any size, corruption has reached leadership. And if you look currently 2015 in the political horizon, you'll find that who can you classify as one pious? Who can you classify as one righteous? Who can you classify as one following the Sunnah? Who can you classify one as a good Muslim? Who can you classify one who's upholding the deen of Islam? Who can you classify one as not corrupt? Who can you classify one who is not oppressing the public? And when you look at leaders, then you'll find them boot licking the enemies of Islam. You'll find them bowing not to Allah Azza wa Jal, but bowing to the whims and dictates of the enemies of Islam. You'll find puppet leaders by the dozens. You will find leaders who are toothless and spineless. You'll find leaders waiting for their instruction from their masters, and they are like puppets on a string. You'll find leaders detaining, punishing, harassing, jailing innocent Muslims. You'll find leaders that they get into power because of the corrupt enemies. You'll find leaders getting there and what they are doing, banning Muslim organizations. They're banning Muslim civil organizations. You'll find leaders bombing, and they claim they are Muslims. You'll find leaders that they are bombing innocent children, killing innocent children. You'll find leaders who got no justice and fair place. You'll find leaders leading the world or their countries, and in their countries there is starvation, there is poverty. There are people running around there with no clothing on their back, no food to eat and no water to drink. But they are leaders. You'll find leaders dividing their country, ruling their country, massacring the people. Why? To remain in power. So the statement of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is clear that the worst men will be the leaders in the latter days. And if you look at the cause of this, is pride. They do not want to come out. As soon as they got power, glory, position, might, they do not want to move. And this pride makes them into the worst leaders of the latter times. And these are the times which are not conducive. And these are the times which we have to protect our iman. Every day, hourly, our iman is being threatened. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, we have found honor in Allah's fear, contentment in firm iman, and status in modesty. We pray for Allah's mercy. See what Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was saying, that we found honor in Allah's fear. These days, unfortunately, again, when you look at people, that we fear mankind and we think we are going to get honor. We fear man and we don't say the truth. We fear man and we don't want to forbid what is evil. We fear the Muslim public and we do not want to speak out against kufr and shirk and innovation. We fear the repercussions of man and we do not want to expose the batil. We fear man and we rule the country. We fear the enemies of Islam. The enemies of Islam rule our countries. Why? We have forgotten to fear who? Our creator, our nourisher, our Rabb, our provider, our sustainer. And that is why when we start fearing man, Allah leaves it like that. Then we have to become subservient and bootlickers. We have to bow down to these enemies and these pig eaters and urine drinkers, these alcoholics, these gays and homosexuals, these lesbians. We have to take orders for them. Then he says, contentment in firm iman. Because we do not have firm iman, like how Sahaba got. Sahaba were very happy, content. They were delighted. That's why Fuzzu bi Rabbi Kaaba, when they were shot, the arrow was shot into their chest and blood was gushing out. They were still saying, successful are we. Successful are they by the Rabb of the Kaaba. And they have become victorious. Why? Because the pleasure lied in their pleasure was with the pleasure of Allah. Their commitment was in the pleasure of Allah. And they were happy with the status that they were in. They were happy with Allah as their Rabb. They were happy with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as their Rasul. And they were happy with Deen as their Islam. And today, unfortunately, we are wavering. We, unfortunately, that do not have the fear that we're supposed to have, and we do not have this strong, powerful iman. And that is why that we are not in peace and tranquility. We are going from hither to thither. That is why we are getting kicked around, booted around by the enemies of Islam, because we have changed our focus. When we change our focus, then how can we expect the help of Allah, the mercy of Allah? Then he says, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who? Then we have found status in modesty. Because when a person is modest, then Allah will elevate him. Then Allah will make him civilized. Allah will give him dignity. Allah will give him honor. Allah will put him on a path of righteousness and piety. And what is taqwa? A simple definition of taqwa is to avoid what has been prohibited and to do what has been told and to avoid what is doubtful. That is taqwa. That is so simple. And then if meat especially is doubtful, leave it out. If one alim is saying it's haram and one alim is saying it's halal, that means it's doubtful. Leave it out. You won't die. Go and get yourself halal food. And when you get ourselves halal food, then we'll be doing the right thing. So taqwa will come when a person is modest. Why? He'll become cultured. He'll become civil. And he will start worrying about everybody who's downtrodden. Then he says, we pray for Allah's mercy. And wallah, without Allah's mercy, we can do nothing in this world and even in the akhirat. Salvation, even Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, is surely due to Allah's grace and mercy, not because of our amal. So alhamdulillah, if we do these things, then Allah will be happy with us. If we fear Allah, if we have strong iman, and if we have modesty and make dua for mercy, Allah will bless us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.